Jake and Amy. Yeah, it is.
We should have you redo that, like, the last part.
Why?
It's the short list with Jake and Amy. Because it was like...
Well, I was so just being silly. I didn't know that you were actually going to use it as our intro.
Yeah.
Cool.
Welcome to the show. What episode? It's episode 6 now.
We are. We're on episode 6.
What a journey it's been. 6 weeks.
I know. That's kind of crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
been
fun.
I'm proud of us. I'm really proud of us for keeping it going every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it is Easter Sunday today.
We are committed.
We
it
sure
is
are.
Easter Sunday.
We had a nice day today.
We did have a nice day.
We went up to Auburn again. That's kind of a weekend tradition, going from Portland, Maine to Auburn, Maine.
Wow, it was really fun.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
Yeah, a weekend. What does that mean, a weekend tradition?
This means we go up and see your parents. Like, at least if we don't see them during the week, we'll go up on the weekend.
Sorry, I'm already yawning. And these yoga pants, I think, are really tight. Not joking. I think that's why I was out of breath trying to read that ad. Woo!
Constrictive.
It's fine. Yeah, so we had Easter at my parents. It was lovely, just sad because... So my little sister's in the hospital right now. She's kind of had a plethora of health problems. So she was there. So that stinks.
Yeah, we really missed her. I think she was really looking forward to helping cook dessert.
Well, it just stinks. And she's there. And of course, family felt, you know, torn because they want to be home with the family that can be there.
Yeah.
But they also want to make sure they're running over to the hospital to see her, of course. So,
yeah.
So yeah, that was, you know, just hard, but it was a good day. And yeah, it did get me thinking though, and I might have brought this up, but like, what do you remember vividly, like, about Easter as a kid?
Well, I always remember getting dressed up. Like, that was always a big, I want to say issue, because I never liked it. I never liked getting dressed up. My mom usually had like a very specific... In my memory, she had a very specific outfit for us to wear. So it was like she bought...
Every year you wore
the same
outfit?
No, no, no. It was like
outfit?
We would get a new outfit every Easter that she was like, we're going to buy this and you're going to wear it on Easter. And I'd be like, but it's itchy. Or like, I don't like those pants.
Did you wear like a tie or was it just a crisp collared shirt?
Yeah,
or?
It was usually just a crisp... I think when I was like really young, she'd put a bow tie on me, you know, or something.
Oh, I've never seen those photos.
Yeah, Mom, if you listen to this, you should send those photos to me.
I know, I want to see those. Did you ever, you know, Jake is drinking from the biggest mug of water
right
now.
It's a 32-ounce
stein. It literally is. It's good. We're trying
to see. When I hydrate, I don't go halfway.
You are going all the way, babe. No, but did you ever, you know, visit a mall and go sit on the Easter Bunny or anything like that?
No, I don't think we ever did that.
Really?
No. Yeah. I don't, but maybe we did, but I don't have any memory of it. The Easter Bunny is like a weird thing to me. I don't like that it's like weird Santa. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not weird. I get it. I mean, I get it. But did you, as a kid, like you didn't believe in the Easter Bunny?
No, we did. We definitely did. And we still got stuff. I remember getting, I told you this story yesterday.
And we still got stuff.
we went to a garage sale and there was like a little kid's record. It was like a Play School, the brand Play School record player.
And red, yellow, and white or something like that.
Yeah, blue or something. Mm-hmm. And
so none of the colors I mentioned.
Red, yellow, and blue.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And it would just spin little like kids records and stuff. And that was my first record player. I saw it at this garage sale and I was like, oh my gosh, I want that. And my parents, you know, were like, oh no, maybe some other time. And we left and they went back and got it.
And that was your Easter gift.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I think they said it was from the Easter Bunny, but.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I remember like, oh, the Easter Bunny's going to come. And I remember, of course, like all the candy and Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't really necessarily remember dressing up. I kind of do at the same time. So not sure what I remember, if that's real or not. But I remember my favorite was I got a big wheel. So you remember the big wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Like the three-wheeled.
Oh, is it a three-wheeler?
Oh, is that not what it's called?
No, it is.
No, no. I'm not saying like a little Jeep I drove around. That's not what I mean.
Oh.
What were the big wheel? Like it was like a tricycle, but with a huge front wheel. Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I remember what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called, man, though. Those things were legit.
Yeah, I had a pink one. It was awesome. Yeah. And I just like spun around in our driveway all the time. Thought it was so cool. I would totally ride on one right now if I had one.
Oh, they're great.
That was like my favorite gift ever.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. So, yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Easter memories.
Yeah, I remember randomly, I remember like the first Easter I spent not at home. Oh, no, that was in college. It was in Washington. And I went, my friend Stephen Pickard, who came to our, he came down from Seattle to come to our wedding ceremony in Boise.
Yeah.
They,
so nice.
They were like the only, like, not the only, but like they were kind of the go-to Catholic family in the group that I was in. So we all went to, I think it was St. Mary's out there or something. I can't remember, but they invited me over and like kind of.
Right. You weren't home for your family. Yeah.
And so I ended up having to have communion like in the overflow, which was like in a gym.
Weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but it was great.
Yeah. I didn't obviously grow up Catholic or really anything, but especially this year, like I've had a whole new knowledge, I guess, of what Easter is actually about. So that's really nice to have that as an adult. And
it's cool. Like you, the beginning of Lent, you were like, oh, and Good Friday.
Yeah.
And Ash
just
Wednesday.
Knowing what that journey looked like and just knowing what those days mean and represent. So you get a special Easter gift this year though.
I do.
You get Easter Monday off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Who gets Easter Monday off, people? I feel like I'm blowing this mic out. Yeah.
No, it's not the microphone. It's something else. You're good though.
Our funding's low, guys.
Low budge.
This is what we got. It's pretty low budget in here. Jake gets something called Easter Monday, which means he gets the day off from work.
Yeah. And, it was kind of a surprise. I'm not really sure what the history of it is. I work at a company called Energy Circle, and it would like just kind of happen to be on the calendar. And there was kind of, I called
what's
it
this day? Yeah,
Eastergate 2019. And basically everybody was like a buzz around the office. And our CEO, Peter Trost, came in and everybody like jumped on him like, hey, do we get Monday off? What's going on? Oh, my gosh. And he was like, I don't know. Talk to somebody else. And they kind of conferred and they're like, screw it. Just take Monday off.
Hopefully they don't get in trouble for that little tidbit.
Oh, no. I mean,
Jake's just openly sharing a lot of everything lately. It's like he's a loose cannon.
They will know. I will know of my coworkers that listen to this by this segment. Mm. They'll come to me and be like, you shouldn't have said that.
No, I did look it up, though, because I thought you were just calling it Easter Monday to be funny.
Yeah.
But it is really a holiday. It's like in Canada and Australia.
Yeah.
So
I'd never
it's
heard
a real
it.
Thing. So probably someone in the company previously, you know, honored that. And now you're reaping those benefits. Yeah.
I think the idea was maybe they would take that day, that holiday, and move it to like Christmas Eve or something. But whatever. Yeah. Maybe next year.
Whatevs. What are you going to do on your Easter Monday?
I'm going to go to Auburn.
You're going to go see Laura, your good brother.
Go see the sister in the hospital.
You should do something, you know, else too throughout the day. Don't feel like you have to.
I think I'm going to take the dog for a walk in the morning.
Yeah, little Sarah Bear.
She needs it. It's been, then I'll bring up my first thing.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. I've been just going through my thing.
Oh, you already did?
Well, I was talking about Easter and Easter Monday. Continue.
So my first thing is like the weather here in Maine. This is technically it's my second spring because I have been here for a full year.
Okay, yeah.
But it's been really, we've kind of moved away. I don't mean to speak too soon, knock on wood. But we've moved away from like the frigid temperatures and it's been like pretty consistently at least in the 50s and it's been very gray and there's been a lot of moisture in the air, but it's still been warm, which I love.
Well, it's like the humidity, which is pretty standard for
and
here.
You said it the other day, you're like, I feel like we're driving through twilight, and it very
Where's Edward?
It feels a lot like Seattle. I mean, it does feel like a lot like northern Seattle. And I don't know. It's been really nice to kind of still have that gloomy, like, even gray light. I don't know how to describe that. I'm a big lighting guy. We know this from episode 1. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen. Anyway, But it's still warm. I'm not like freezing.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I mean, I've enjoyed it too. It's not typical for here, I don't feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Maine is just notorious for weird weather. You know, it is.
Well, there was snow in April.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
So weird.
And then, you know, you'll have your, okay.
I just spilled water everywhere.
You know, you'll have legitimately a 72 degree day and then the next day it's down to 40 again. So
it has, I feel like the last week's been.
Oh yeah, it's been wonderful.
So that's just been really nice.
So you're going to take the dog out and try to enjoy some of that weather.
Yeah. And you know, maybe just wear a light jacket.
Wow.
So
exciting. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then you'll see Laura, which is so nice of you. You're skipping open mic tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Just too much driving around.
Yeah, too much back and forth.
How did it go last week? Let's tell the listeners.
You were there. It was your first open mic.
It was so fun. I was so nervous. I felt like a nervous mom. Not nervous because Jake is like not at all capable or talented, because that's laughable. But I just like get nervous because I'm like excited for you. And I'm like.
You asked me how I was feeling at least 9 times.
And you didn't ask me once. You should have caught on.
I asked you. I was like, I'm fine. How are you?
The last time. I was nervous. Yeah. No, you did great. It was fun. It was pretty neat. So it was at Pedro O'Hara's up in Auburn.
Yeah,
that's technically still Auburn. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. And I hadn't been there legit. What I showed you a picture from the last time I was there was like 9 years ago.
Yeah, 2011 or something.
So, yeah, it was fun to be up there and it was great to see you. And you went on, you know, fairly early, which is nice just because I'm a working woman and had to come back here. But no, it was great. You did good.
Thank you.
What do you think about it? I feel like you're being so vague.
It was fun. I mean, I didn't feel as... there were like some technical issues and that like always throws me off. I made these jokes.
Yeah, but you were so funny.
I made these jokes, but I'd feel like nobody laughed. Everybody was just kind of like, you know, meh. I called it the bar
An identity crisis.
An identity crisis.
Because they advertise that they're...
Irish and Mexican food.
And they have like, I feel like they even have some Italian dishes. It was like all of these different sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food was good. Great happy hour specials.
Great happy hour.
And people, yeah, I really think people enjoyed, I mean, not just you, but everyone that performed it. They had a good little turnout. Yeah. So
they keep asking me to play like more. I have a bad gauge of what 20 minutes is. So.
Well, that's a long time for an open mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you were saying, you're not used to that.
Yeah.
In terms of that setup.
Yeah. But I'll go back again probably next week.
The week after, yeah. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But what else you got on that list over there?
Okay. So, obviously, we have now both experienced living in different parts of the country, places that we're not from, essentially moving for each other.
Right.
And I remember, basically, my topic is the excitement that you get when somebody references, like, your hometown or where you're from.
Totally.
So... when we were living in Boise, it would be if there was a show on Netflix or something that had anything to do with Maine.
Oh, sure.
It was
like Stephen King. Or...
we'd put it on that, like right then and there.
Or if I saw someone wearing bean boots, I'd be like, oh my gosh, where are those from?
I'm trying to think of things. We watched Night of the Living Deb, which was like shot all throughout downtown Portland one time. As in, we watched it one time. It wasn't shot one time. I mean, it was shot one time. Anyway, language. What else? The Burt's Bees documentary.
Oh, yeah. But we also watched so much Stephen King because we both love Stephen King. I mean, yeah. No, I get it. It's just like I remember, the 16 counties in our state song.
Oh, my God.
And you went to the coffee shop in Boise and a guy was singing that song.
Yeah. It was wild. At like 6 in the morning, too. It was so early.
16 counties in our state. Cumberland, it's so Franklin. Catchy.
It is. I know way more way more counties
yeah,
than
so
I
just
know.
Those stupid little things. Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh, you're from Maine? Yeah. 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 So you had a Idaho tie or what's going on?
So I was listening to WTF with Mark Maron earlier last week, and Christina Hendricks, who was in Mad Men.
Right. She's in that new one.
The Good Girls and like a bunch of other stuff. Oh, there was
Redhead,
Drive.
Right?
She was in Drive too. Did you know that?
I never saw that, but
you
continue.
Didn't? Oh, Ryan Goss. We should watch it. And she, like, though she kind of grew up all over, she spent a lot of formative years in Twin Falls, Idaho. So, which I had known kind of previously, because there's not that many famous people from Idaho. So, you know, anytime any, like, Aaron Paul and her, that's kind of, like, kind of it.
No, Julian, what's her name? Julie Huff. What's her last name? She's from Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. No, you're right.
And I could go on and on, but continue.
Yeah. But yeah, she like talked to Marc Maron about like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, it's, you know, they have all the Mormons, and like she was talking about just growing up in a small town in Idaho and kind of what that's like. So it was just cool to hear her talk really fondly of it. And she still has a lot of friends from Twin Falls and like,
yeah, that's so awesome.
You know, it just gets me really excited. And
yeah. Well, you feel that, I don't know. I don't want to say connection, because I feel like that's the wrong word. But
and like when I started at Energy Circle, a coworker knew about my favorite brewery in Oregon, because she got her master's degree at the University of Oregon. So like we kind of had this, you know. And then I just get obsessed with it. And like anytime I think about,
you're like, hey, want to talk about that beer?
Yeah.
My name's Jake. I'm from Oregon. Yeah.
Did you know that I grew up there? They're like, yes, we friggin' know.
No, but you know what? I totally get that. When I worked at North End, the pizza place in Idaho, what they always teased me, Tony, just a gal from Maine here. That's what he would always say, because I just was so excited. Yeah. You just have pride, you know, where you're from. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But it is funny how like how the littlest thing can get you excited. And like, you know, for you, anytime we came back, it was Dunkin' Donuts. Like, we got to get some Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah, because I can't get it anywhere else.
Exactly.
It's a home thing. Amato's.
Yep. Sam's Italian.
Yeah, I'm so good. Sam's. Yeah, sorry. Those are conflicting. Yeah. But I love them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway.
Cool. Well, actually, that got me thinking. I mean, we are in Maine, so you're here now. But you know what's coming up?
What's that?
My 15th year reunion, high school.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
The date was just announced.
Not everybody does that, a 15 year.
We had a really small class. I mean, I'm from Green, Maine. So Green, Leeds, and Turner combined for high school, Leavitt Area High School, class of 04. Whoop, whoop.
The Leavitt Area High School.
Well, it is.
It's just so funny to me.
LAHS, baby.
The Hornets. And
the Hornets, yep. So yeah, we're having our 15th year. We just decided on the date. And I'm so excited. And I think you're going to miss it. And the more I'm thinking about this, I don't think I'm going to let you. So Jake does these wedding gigs. I don't want to say on the side, but it is on the side.
It is on the side.
And they're awesome and they pay well and that's all great. But like, I was just thinking about it tonight. So this is the first time we're having this conversation. I think you should come to my reunion.
I would really love to.
Because no one's really met you for my high school.
Yeah, that's true.
And it'll be so sad to me if I show up and I'm like, number one, super awkward, because some people you see and you're maybe like, I don't know what to talk about anymore. I need you as my buffer. I went to yours and I was your buffer.
You had a way better time in my reunion than I did.
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
Just living my best life.
But that was my own problem.
No. It was fun. Side story. But no, I want you to, I don't know. We can talk more about it off air. But I think I want you to miss the wedding. Okay. I'm sorry.
Look, first of all, I'm not the one getting married, so it doesn't really bug me if I don't go.
Cool, thanks. No, I just, it's going to be fun. And I don't know, high school everyone has different experiences with high school, of course. But like, what is that background?
It's a big truck driving by.
Jeez Louise. I loved high school. What about you?
Yeah. I think I had, the thing about I didn't hate it, and I don't feel like I was like in love with it. I had my group of like 3, 4, 5 friends. I didn't feel particularly loserish. I didn't feel particularly cool. I don't feel like I accomplished it. You know, I don't feel like I was, you know, at my peak in high school, which is nice, you know?
Aww.
So it was good. It was fine.
See, I felt, I think looking back now, and in fairness, our class sizes are so different. Like, how many kids were in your class?
There were, I think it was like it was definitely over 600.
Yeah. So my class was under 200 people. So right there, that's just totally different.
Yeah.
And yeah, just small towns. Like, so, you know, I'm not trying to paint this picture of like everyone loved everyone, because that's just not realistic. But I feel like for the most part, everyone was very respectful to each other. So maybe even if you weren't, quote, like best friends. Yeah. People were still nice and kind. And
it was probably harder to like be judgmental to somebody else because you knew a lot more about them.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know for sure there was, you know, judgment going on. You're teenagers and you're figuring your weird self out. So I don't know. I had a good group of girlfriends. And one thing that Levitt did, and I think they're still doing, that I loved, and Jake makes fun of this all the time, but it's called Hornet Primetime, HPT. And it's like homeroom, but rather than like first thing in the morning, it's kind of middle of the day. So, and you stay with that same group for 4 years. No, but I love that. Like you come together and it's like a quick homeroom in the middle of the day. It's like 40 minutes.
What would you do? I mean, would you just sit there and like talk?
Kind of. Yeah. Like we, I mean, there was no classwork. It's literally homeroom. So you could work on things if you needed to work on something, or maybe we were just totally talking about whatever was going on. But yeah, I just have really fond memories. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Heck yeah.
Our 10-year reunion was 5 years ago. And I, not only did I win the 50-50, I also won the class quilt. You know you're from Maine when there's a class quilt.
That everybody signed.
Everyone signed. It's pretty cool. And so that will be coming back. I'll be bringing that back so someone else gets it and hopefully takes good care of it. And yeah, anyway, I'm just excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yay!
That is cool. I really would like to make it, so.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. But I just had that thought of like, you know, maybe we're going to have to. I don't know. We can talk about it when not everyone's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it back to mine or not. You know what I mean? The 20 year. Because I don't know if we'll do a 15
Why
year.
Wouldn't you make it back for your 20 year?
That's a long day of travel for an awkward.
Well, we would plan a trip around it. Goodness.
My mom loves going back to hers.
Because your mom's like a babe.
Well, I don't.
My mother-in-law is so beautiful, so talented. She's just awesome.
She is awesome, and she's just really positive, and I think she had a really positive high school experience for the most part.
Yeah.
And everybody has like reconnected in a lot of, but like, I think everybody says, you know, the first couple, like the 10 year and the 20 year are like fine. But as you kind of get a little bit older and get a little bit more separated, it's almost more fun to come back. So
totally thinking outside of the box. So Grandma Arla.
Yes. My grandma.
Didn't she go to her reunion recently? And it was like three people left.
Oh, I don't know, but that's morbid.
Sorry, I'm just thinking. I feel like she did. I feel like she went to a reunion, but there was a very, very small, and I'm not talking like 12 people. I'm talking like.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where she went.
And when I say recently, it was probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah. She went to high school in Meridian. Yeah. No, she went to Meridian High School.
Maybe I'm just making that up or I'm thinking of someone else. But anyway. Anywho.
That would have been her 70-year high school reunion.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it was like, but what they did was rather than like having your 70th year, they did like whoever was, you know, like if you had graduated 55 years ago to 70 years ago, they did one big reunion.
Oh,
does that make sense?
And then gotcha.
And then you were kind of with peers.
Yeah.
That maybe you did or didn't know.
Yeah.
But I think it was grandma. That little babe. I love her. She's a spitfire.
She is.
Can't wait to see her.
It was her birthday last week. Mm-hmm. No, 2 weeks ago?
The
2 8th.
Weeks ago. Gosh, we're way off.
We are. Do you have any more things?
I do, but you go ahead.
Okay. Let's see here.
This is what we do. We just have a little running list, and we kind of. I have a big list actually, but I'll save some.
I'm gonna get into some you and me stuff a little bit.
Oh God, what?
The difference in the way that we wake up in the morning.
Oops, sorry, that's loud. Go ahead.
Just like, Amy will.
I'm giggling because I know he's right.
You'll lay in bed and like, I don't want to, and 5 more minutes and like hit the snooze. Just, I mean, and I'll do that too. But as soon as you decide that you are getting out of bed, it is like the lights are on, you're talking, the blah, 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 like everything's moving.
It's,
quick,
I'm up.
And you want to talk about your dream, like not even just your dreams. You want to talk about the day ahead. You want to talk about 2 days ago. You want to talk about 16 days
from now.
It's
like I go from really tired and sleeping and like almost not there. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, bing, bing.
Spring chicken. You go from horizontal to vertical in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And I
and not like
that. I will get you, like, I think I am more apt to get out of bed, like, maybe not by a lot, but like, you know, 20% more apt to just get out of bed. But it is, I am a caveman for like the first hour.
And I'm always like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Is something wrong? And you're like, I'm tired.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of mornings where you like, we kind of start off on the wrong foot because you think I'm upset about something or you keep asking me if it's okay.
Well, wake up a little
like,
more.
I'm just tired. Like, I just, I'm not totally there yet.
But see, to me that, okay, you're right. On every account, you're totally right. Why don't you just stay in bed longer if you're going to be comatose sitting at the counter?
Because it doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't really matter. It just, from the time that I get out of the bed for 45 minutes, I'm going to be a little bit boring.
It's not that you're boring. You're just like...
quiet.
Grumpy.
Yeah, grumpy. Totally.
I get up. I like make breakfast. I journal. I have my coffee. I plan, like, you know, get my stuff ready for the day. If I'm going to an exercise class right after, get all my stuff together, get my lunch together, get your lunch together, blah, blah, blah. And
you do often think of my lunch, which is a very, very sweet thing.
And you're like, but you do make me coffee.
Yeah, I usually, and I take the dog out.
Thank goodness. It was in our wedding vows. You better adhere to that.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, you want to ask me what I'm taking for lunch that day, and I am just so not in the mood to think about the future. You're like, well, do you want to eat this? And we've got this, 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 and I can make you this, this, if you don't want the other thing. And I'm like, that's eight decisions that I don't want to deal with right now at all.
My favorite story about that is when I asked you to put some turkey on my salad for me. Because I was running like a couple minutes late. I'm like just trying to get out. And I come out of the bathroom and he literally just took turkey and laid it on top of the Tupperware.
Yeah, you had, so you had
not
taken...
even on, not in the salad, just on top of the Tupperware.
So you'd made a salad.
Yeah.
And put it in a Tupperware container and closed it and put that on the counter.
Right.
You went into the bathroom and you're like, hey, can you do me a favor and just put some turkey on my salad? It's on the counter. And I just took the turkey out and just didn't know what to do. And I placed it on top of the lid.
Literally just on top of, I was like, seriously?
Hey, but look, I wasn't wrong.
I mean, you were, but that's okay.
That sounds like
that's
a communication
funny. Well,
issue.
What else? Like, I mean, do you want me to be less happy in the morning?
No, I think it's fine. I think you should be you. I just think you shouldn't be upset when I'm not, like, you know, ready to do calisthenics with you.
Oh my goodness. Although we did have a planking contest last night.
And you got so mad at
I
me.
Didn't get so mad. I got irritated. Your form was horrible.
Well, I can't see my form.
I know. I well, I can't adjust you because you're a bigger man than I am. Oh, anywho.
Can I tell the, what? Speaking of coffee in the morning, quote from today.
Shoot, I don't remember, but I know it's
good.
Oh,
I do. I wrote it down.
What?
I wrote it down this morning. You were making your coffee. And you stuck your nose into the, we have this mason jar. We have this mason jar where we put our freshly ground coffee to keep it fresh.
Because we're such hipsters.
Yeah.
Let me grind my coffee and then put it in this mason jar. Okay.
And you stuck your nose into it and you sniffed it and you're like, oh, that smells so good. And you said.
Wait, time out. Jake's literally looking at his notebook. So he did write this down.
He said, if I ever went to prison, this is what I would miss the most.
I mean, I would.
That's the name of the podcast. That's what I'm naming this podcast.
The smell of coffee, like fresh ground, oily beans that just smells so good.
Oily beans.
Oh, so good. Go get the jar right now.
No.
Come on.
No.
Give me a hit of my coffee. Yeah. If I ever go to prison. Well, anywho.
Yeah. So,
Well, I hope I don't go to prison because I have a lot going on this week. So I have my 1 year review tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie, if you're listening, I'm a very valuable employee. So that's tomorrow. I don't want to talk too much about it. It's fine. The short of it is when I took this job a year ago, I was in a pretty, what am I trying to say? Administrative role, entry level. No, I wouldn't say entry level because anyway, an administrative
role.
It
was entry level.
And after almost 4 months of doing that, just by chance, basically the office manager who had been with the company for going on 12 years, she's amazing, gave her notice. And I ended up getting the position, which was like a shock because, again, I'm brand new, blah, blah, blah. It's been amazing. I have an amazing boss. I have amazing coworkers, like very, very lucky. But tomorrow's my 1 year and I'm kind of nervous.
What would you be nervous about? I mean,
I don't know.
You know,
here I am thinking I'm just killing it. Maybe she's going to be like, well, you need to work on this and this and this. I mean, she could. People need to work on things.
Even if you were doing the best job ever, there's still going to be ways that you could tweak things and make it better.
I know what I mean?
So
I'm just nervous. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow. Tuesday, sad story. We got to bring Sarah to the vet.
Yeah.
Sarah has some lumps on her we're going to have looked at.
Mm-hmm. She's getting old. I mean, she's 8. They haven't been bothering her at all, but we just are noticing a couple more. They're very small.
And we've noticed some changes in a couple of them too. So that's just something.
Slight changes, yeah.
So that's on Tuesday. And basically a couple other work things, but just going to be a busy week and I'm just nervous because I'm a nervous Nancy.
I'm going to bring up one more thing.
Okay.
Sorry, we're just rolling on this
stuff. No, it's okay.
So Natalie, you're the owner of Coastal Rehab, a wonderful physical therapy and rehab facility in Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
PTOT speech outpatient. We also have Coastal Fit. And
Rocksteady Boxing.
Well, Rocksteady Boxing is part of,
yes.
Okay, continue.
Which is doing great things. Check out their video online. Just released from the Portland Press Herald.
Oh, goodness. Anyway,
that she added me on Facebook the other day, which is totally fine and acceptable, right? But we had a lot of conversations about how like the differences between different workplaces and kind of like the social media etiquette. And like at my job, I am not Facebook friends with like nearly, I'm only Facebook friends with one person,
which is fine. Yeah, I know, but, which is kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I don't think that was like any kind of a
purposeful.
On purpose, like we're not, I think it was just like everybody kind of, you know, like, hey, let's wait a minute before we mix business with.
Well, you know. And I mean, first of all, I think that's smart.
Yes.
Think back, I mean, Facebook has been around now for going on 20 years, sincerely.
Yeah.
Really? They're probably at the 15. They are at the 15 year. They're probably even, I think, 16 or 17 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it used to be one of those things. You just added everyone. They're my Facebook friend. And I think as you get older and, you know, just more life experience in general, you realize, oh, maybe I don't want every single person knowing everything about me.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why? Do you want more Facebook friends at work?
No, it's not that I'm saying no. It's just that like I don't really think about it that much. You know what I mean?
Thinking about it right now.
Yes, I am. But it just occurred to me like, oh, weird. Like, you know.
Yeah.
A guy that my friend Shane that I work with like right next to every day. And that we went and had like we
drinks.
Said,
yeah, you'd call him a friend
with him last week. Like, we're not Facebook friends, which maybe. I'm probably going to add him like as soon as we finish.
We hang up, Jake gets on his own. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
So. No, I get that. See, but the funny thing is on my side, like, so I work in a small office, but we have a team of therapists that are, I think we have 30 plus physical occupational speech therapists. And I'm actually Facebook friends with quite a few of them that I don't see that often. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, we work together.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think it goes either way, but.
Yeah. Anyway,
maybe you need to be reaching out more.
Maybe it is a me problem, or maybe I'm just not very popular. And
that's not true.
You know? I mean, it could be.
I've never truly you. I never worry about you in terms of being meeting someone new. Like if I'm, I don't know. Like last night we went out with Jill and Ben, and you know Jill and Ben, so that's a really bad example. But you don't know Ben that well. But like you're just so social. Everyone likes you.
Well,
I don't worry
you.
About people not liking you. It's not even a liking you thing. Yeah. It's just you are good at communicating with all sorts of people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked to a friend of mine. I won't out him because I think they aren't like really fully set on these plans yet. But he was asking me about moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so what were the challenges for you? Like what, you know, what should I am looking to do this, like what should I look out for? And I just basically said like, look, you're going to have to be positive. You're gonna have to find the positive in every aspect of the sucky parts. Like, because yes, you're gonna lose all of your friends that you've had in whatever city you're in. Like, as far as like the daily, like
distance.
you're not gonna be able to go
grab a coffee with so and so.
Yeah, you're not gonna have your regular happy hour at X bar with your buddies and talk about sports or biking or music or whatever. But at the same time, you get to go find new, you know, find a new spot and find like a new happy hour that offers a, you know, on a base level, a different kind of food or like just something, you know.
Yeah, look for the positive in the changes.
Yeah, and for me, it was, you know, I get to kind of get a clean slate on some music stuff and like, and maybe reintroduce myself to a music community in a new way and show different strengths and focus on those strengths. So instead of being, you know, the guy that only plays banjo, I'm the guy that plays, you know, I can be the guy that plays mandolin too or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and understanding that there's going to be some uncomfortability in like maybe meeting some people initially that like you don't hit it off with right away. And that's fine, but it's going to take time to develop those relationships again.
And that could happen anywhere, you know? Totally.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know who this friend is. You're going to have to tell me once we get off air.
Yeah.
God, you don't tell me anything. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot on our list, but let's save that for next week.
Yeah. There's tons. I wrote a lot down.
That's good.
Every time you're like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I never know.
Because I'm awkward. Awkward Amy.
And then you get here and you're like, great.
Thanks, honey. Want to go eat some snacks?
Yeah.
I ate so much today. Thanks, Mom, for a great Easter dinner. We love you.
She made her famous spaghetti sauce. It was great.
Mama Rose's famous spaghetti sauce. We did. We did pasta. We did like an Italian Easter, which is so weird to say.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. Mm-hmm. I ate way too much and I'm going to go eat more.
It's good. We play cards. Your parents have got me on cards so hard. I love it.
I know.
I love playing spades.
My favorite is your little Maine accent that's starting to come out.
Yeah. It's. I do it a lot, though. Like
in, no, but in I feel like jest. I think it's I get that, but I think you're also kind of adopting it a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, bub.
Yeah, bub.
All right, folks. I hope you all have a great week.
Happy Easter Monday, everyone.
Yes, happy Easter.
Easter Monday.
I'll be at work. Jake will be living his best life. Cool.
All right, be good to each other. That's my sign off.
Okay. And I'm just out of here.
Didn't you drop the mic the
first time? Do, 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 do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.